like picture mm-hmm. phase out love, and then picture a car start. Picture somebody making a car starting noise.
Okay,
it's hilarious.
Picture phase out love making a car start noise is hilarious. Yeah, I can see him doing that.
Nah, because he said picture phase out love, but mm-hmm. then picture somebody yeah. doing a car starting. Not phase out love. Somebody.
I thought he was like you. What I, yeah. what you know what I meant? That's yeah. what I meant.
I, at first, I thought she was gonna be like picture phase out love. Now picture somebody doing an impersonation of phase out love. I'm like, what? What am I do? What is this, bro? That's what I thought you was gonna say.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hola. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray.
Yeah. I am Shikoye D.
Badman Breezington Ear.
Your humble friend, Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. This is a podcast where we talk about regular life from a creator's perspective. We love to break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. Still sounds weird. In layman terms, that means that we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be movies, it could be music, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have great conversations and we love to bring you guys in on them. Hey guys.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. While you're here, don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Tell a friend. Mm-hmm. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And, yeah, say hi. But what's up? How are y'all? How y'all feeling today? I know that was rough, me getting through the intro today. Shout out to the good people of the Gray Area and our Patreon for sticking with us.
Yeah, letting us know they couldn't hear us.
Yeah, and also letting us know about technical difficulties.
Muted pod.
But how y'all feeling today?
Good. Marvelous.
Mark.
Dang, that was very different. Why you just art?
Life.
Okay. Alright. I'm doing great. I'm kind of hungry, but other than that, I'm actually doing...
I'm far from hungry.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to eat because I decided I wanted to... I cooked. And then I started getting ready, so I didn't have time to actually eat. So, but you know, this is life. I'll go ahead and eat after this. But I'm doing great though.
Good, real good.
I want to say, what are we talking about today?
We talking about whatever y'all feel like talking about today. It's a Gray Area where we talk about whatever y'all feel like talking about.
Oh man.
So this is one of those episodes. All right.
Only thing on my mind is Cat, your boy Cat.
Oh my gosh, the Cat Williams interview. Let's talk about it. We don't gotta do a deep dive into every bit and piece of it, but I'm not gonna lie, it was actually a really good interview. He does good interviews regardless, but I wasn't sure what to expect. I didn't know what it was gonna be about. Mm-hmm. But I was thoroughly intrigued.
Thoroughly entertained.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely knows how to entertain and to speak well. Because, again, I told you guys this off camera, but if he's lying, he does a great job of lying, man. Because, my goodness, that was convincing. I don't think he's lying. But if he was, woo, that man's convincing.
Mm-hmm.
Great comedian. Great comedian. Go ahead.
Erykah said it was too long, but good. Mm-hmm. It was very long. And it was one of those interviews where it was like, if I don't finish this today, I'm not coming back to it.
Yeah.
But it was good, though. What was your thoughts? You said you was entertained.
It was just good information. My motto is, I told y'all this the other day, if I can't meet your parents, we can't be friends.
Elaborate.
People weird out there. So I need to know where you came from. I need to know a little bit about your lineage. I even know my dog's parents. So
that's crazy.
If I cannot meet your parents,
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. This is a weird world that we live in. But also, I didn't know about, like, I guess a lot of the stuff that he was talking about Because I didn't see the other interviews with the other comedians.
Yeah, I didn't either.
So I didn't even know that they were on the show. I saw that Kirk Franklin was on the show.
I wouldn't watch that
one. Yeah, I wouldn't watch that one, but I didn't see about the other comedians being on the show. So, like, even when he was talking about, I don't know, the fact that he, it's like he watched the entire, I guess, series.
He watched every episode.
Yeah, I was about to say, he watched every episode, studied them all, and in at least, I'm going to say, 15 of the episodes, somebody mentioned him. That's really what it felt like. Like, they mentioned him or they mentioned an experience that might have been, like, in conjunction with his or something like that. And, like, he was just like, I'm bringing all of this information. I ain't want to say nothing to nobody. But since we here, since y'all want to talk about me, let me talk about y'all. I'm glad he didn't bring up the Wayans. What? I like them.
I like them too.
They good. As I don't know them, but they good people.
They seem like good people.
I'll meet their parents.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah, I don't know
if
that's possible. Yeah. But.
But, like, I don't know. Yeah, it was good though. You looked like you was about to say something. I guess not.
It was a thought that wasn't on the topic of what you just said.
Well, go
but
ahead.
It was about the interview. The whole first 30 minutes. I'm just trying to figure out why Ricky Smiley say something about playing Money Mike and he wasn't even in the movie. So I'm going through all the list of characters and then it's like Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It was Santa. But that's all I had.
I think that's the only, that and First Sunday are probably the only movies I remember him being in.
I don't even really remember his roles in movies. Like and this is no shade. I know Ricky Smiley from his show. But I wasn't an active viewer. I was.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, I already got a show.
Always like actual. I liked his radio
show. Oh, I liked his radio show.
He had a reality show at one point.
I never watched that one.
I'd be looking for the positive reality TV, yeah. And he had a show. She said, what I found wild is no one accused him of lying. They all just responded. The only person, well, I guess he didn't.
Ludanami.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw Ludacris's, his verse that he decided to.
He said, I ain't Illuminati, I'm in Ludanami.
Yeah, he the only one who was like, you lying.
Ludacris funny.
Yeah, he just said he's not a part of the Illuminati.
Great Christmas movie though.
Yeah, he did that. All the Christmas movies be mid anyway, so it was up there in the Christmas category, the best Christmas. Blah, 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 blah.
Home Alone, Grinch, and I don't really.
I meant like not even those style. I meant like Hallmark Lifetime style.
Word.
Those are actually like blockbuster
movie bag.
Blockbuster Christmas movies. I'm talking about the Lifetime, you know, going straight to streaming. Is the best one was the one with Kelly Rowland. It's like Merry Little Christmas. It's Kelly Rowland, Brisha Webb, and somebody else. I don't know, but That series is three of them. That was good, but as far as like Christmas movies, it's in there. It's in the TV Christmas movie area. I think that's where I fell in love with mid movies.
I would say
I fall in love mid movie.
All right. Yeah. Just keep shooting, Ken. Keep shooting.
I don't be stand up one day.
I
can make the people laugh.
Oh, but I got a question. I didn't watch Michael Blackston's like response, but I saw the caption said was "you're irrelevant." I know Deion Cole responded. You told us that yesterday.
Yeah. Deion Cole had nothing but good things to say about Cat Williams. I feel like most regular people outside of the people that he talked about, like, no one has anything negative to say about Cat Williams because, one, he wasn't lying, and, two, like, he don't be bothering nobody for real, at least from what I can see. But, yeah, I haven't seen anything saying, like, oh, he was lying. Oh, this is not true. It'll be like, people will try to make their case. Like, I think Ricky Smiley was trying to make his case, and people was like, yeah, you know, you kind of just proved him right. Like, you just, first of all, nobody wanted to see you as Money Mike. Let's start there.
Absolutely not. It wouldn't have been funny.
Nobody wanted to see. There was nobody else that could have played a pimp like how Cat Williams was playing a pimp. He's been doing that for years. Like, right. That's just been, granted, I know that was like one of his first roles, but he's been doing that for years. Nobody playing a more pimp than him, but. Yeah, it's just, nobody wanted to see Ricky smile like that.
All right, so I got a question. Mm. So let's say you in this scenario, right? You Cat Williams, mm-hmm. y'all Cat Williams, right? And you sitting at home minding your business, you know, letting your life pass you by. You watching the Everest commercial, thinking about joining Everest. And suddenly... maybe they're not comedians, maybe they're rappers, maybe they're actors, maybe they're artists. They're having, it's like a series of interviews where your name just keeps coming up. So you decide, like, what would you do in that situation? Would you watch all of the, like, the entire series of the podcast? Would you go on the show to clear your name? Or are you just, like, letting it go and be like, yeah, they stupid, they lying, whatever? What's y'all response?
I would probably go on the show as well. It's like, I don't got nothing else to do. Like, I'm not doing, if I'm sitting here watching the show, I'm not doing nothing. And I like the show. Mm-hmm. And I don't want Unk to be giving false information and believing false information. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Hey, how you doing? This is Cat Williams. I just want to let y'all know that I am coming on the show. Appreciate you, Unc. We're going to have a good time.
I feel like he would be more like, hey, I can't even do it right now. Never mind.
You nervous.
But hey, I'm going to be up there expeditious. I can't even do it. I'm turning into T.I. Yeah. I can't even do it. I'm sorry. But no, I would have definitely went up there. I don't know if my petty gene probably would have activated after the third person said something to me.
And it's like, I don't like these people. Yeah. So if I don't like you and now you have the now we back to the audacity. Mm-hmm. That's what be bothering me. Figuring out, because it puzzles me where people find this level of audacity at. Because I can't find it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I be looking, it's just not, it's not in my realm of existence, I guess, but I need to go where they be at, because mm-hmm. I'll be like, that's good. That's some good audacity.
Yeah. So, trying. Go ahead.
Are you going up there and are you going to sit calmly and answer questions? Are you going to let him ask you stuff? Like, because Cat Williams didn't really let him.
Listen,
he had like 30 minutes left of questions.
Yeah, I know. Cat Williams didn't really let him ask no questions. He just started going.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would have let him ask a few questions, but he went out the gate. Like, he was like, I came here to prove a point to start. I don't want to, let's, before we even get sidetracked, I don't want you to get sidetracked. Don't ask me about nothing. He said, these people liars.
But how was your childhood?
He's like, they're liars.
You're married?
He's like, liar.
How about married? And he kept giggling.
Yeah, Shannon is a giggler. That was hilarious.
The giggling was funny.
He too big
though.
To be giggling like that. Yeah, he too big. Also, this is a side note, but them chairs. He gotta get some more comfortable. Cause like, I'm looking at the chairs, I'm like, is that that's the back of the chair or is that the corner? If that's the back of the chair, why y'all sitting sideways? But it's like a long chair. I'm like, what is this? Why is this chair designed like this?
It's a therapy chair.
That chair is for entertainment purposes only. It's not for comfort.
Because, and then halfway through I'm looking, I'm like, what is Kat sitting on?
He was
because the entire chair is to the right. What is he sitting? Is it the arm? Is he levitating? Is that like a short person, like the superpower? Like when you could just sit and just levitate, so it looked like you sitting on something. Like, I know he didn't want his legs to swing, so that's why he wasn't gonna sit all the way back.
He was sitting on the infinity.
He was sitting.
I can make anime jokes now.
Oh, he was sitting on the leg. ledge of that fireplace that was back behind them.
It was but crazy.
He was, I guess the chair and the ledge were the same height. Because he was halfway sitting on the chair, mm-hmm. and somehow he kept sliding over, and he was on the ledge of the fireplace.
Yeah.
He was on the fireplace?
Yes, it was
that
on
was the fire. No, he wasn't on, he was on the chair. Couch. He was on the chair. It was just like a very small, yeah.
No, because at one point, because it ain't no back
he
to the chair.
He was sitting like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the this cheek was on the couch, and the other cheek was...
It wasn't, no, he was, yeah, yeah.
Yes, it was.
He was on the couch. It was just, it was a very small sliver of couch. It was just... Yeah, I'm like...
Whoever edited this, put something in it. Put a picture in it. I said whoever edited this. Erica said...
It was Bill Cosby.
Erica said Cat Williams is on tour, so this interview is publicity, in my opinion. And it made these comedians relevant because no one was talking about any of them. Yes, but yeah, it was definitely part of, like, you know, publicity. But also, he made it clear from Joe, he was like, I'm not even here to talk about my tour. Yes, I'm going on tour, but I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to...
I didn't even know he was going on tour until
I said I was
until this
to
moment.
See.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Hey, Ticketmaster."
And but he not coming to Atlanta, so
yeah, nah, he going to Birmingham though.
Yeah, might have to. It's still a lot of tickets.
It is.
So
I'm not going to go though.
Yeah, I'm not. But I mean,
very at this current moment.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Cat Williams though. Cat Williams, he's always been in like my top five, just like favorite just comedians, but the level of roasting that he was doing, it was like from calling Steve Harvey mushmouth.
Oh my God. He said abadibadabadib.
Like, it was out of pocket.
I can't look at Steve Harvey the same no more.
Because like, he ain't got a man
up,
unit.
He popping up on my, I think he popped up on my Instagram today, and I was just looking like, I can't see you in movies because how you talk now. He said, don't nobody want no country. Can't talk. Oh, man.
But I also didn't know about, like, whatever was going on between them and Bernie.
I had heard that, though.
That was a thing. Like, I had heard that people, one, I thought it was, like, clear that everybody liked Bernie more than everybody else on the thing.
That's like, why I'm that was, like, I can't base look level. At you the same because of that.
Yeah, but on top of that... I had heard, like, Steve, I thought it was more Steve. I didn't realize it was, like, Cedric as well, but I heard, like, Steve and,
Steve and Lil Steve.
Steve and Lil Steve. Well, I mean, is he, never mind. Not so Lil Steve, but, I heard they, like, pretty much was jealous, because it's, like, Bernie Mac was
Well, I was heard that guy. Was jealous, but, like,
yeah,
it sound like they, like, did him dirty in some way, and I don't know what happened. I just want to know what happened.
I mean, when you think about, and if you, some, I saw somebody say online, they were like, if you go back and watch the Kings of Comedy tour, one, you see Bernie Mac was going, like, first a lot of the places. But look at the reaction to, like, when Bernie Mac is on stage versus when everybody else is on stage. And
FaZe on Love has said people used to be in the car leaving.
After Bernie went?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because it's Bernie Mac. Listen, there's nothing wrong.
Like, when Steve Harvey, got on stage, he was turning on their cars. He made the car, and he was like, whatever, I don't know. If you look at FaZe on Love, like, picture FaZe on Love, and then picture a car start, picture somebody making the car start a noise.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
Picture FaZe on Love making the car start a noise is hilarious. Yeah, I can see him doing that.
Because he said, picture FaZe on Love, but then picture somebody doing a car starting. FaZe on Love. Somebody.
I thought you meant. That's what I meant.
At first, I thought she was going to be like, picture FaZe on Love. Now, picture somebody doing an impersonation of FaZe on Love. I'm like, what? What am I doing? What is this, bro? That's what I thought you were going to say.
I should have said that. That was a good setup.
It's how we working on your stand-up for later.
Stand-up.
Yeah, later.
Great, your stand-up.
No, but yeah, I used to, I mean, I think after the first time I watched the Kings of Comedy, I only would watch Bernie Mac's set, and then after that, I was done.
Listen, I can't tell you one joke from anybody else's set during the Kings of Comedy tour other than Bernie Mac.
Honestly, I can't either.
And either I can tell you jokes from Bernie Mac stand-ups, but like I remember
Steve Harvey talking about the dude in a coat. I think he had a fur coat on.
In a coat.
Somebody had a fur coat on and he got up. It makes sense now. He got up. I don't know if he was leaving or he was coming back. Mm. But he had a brown fur coat.
I feel like
coat.
I vaguely remember that. He was trying to roast him mm-hmm. on. Okay. Ah.
Oh, now it makes sense because Bernie Mac had already went. Yeah. So now it's probably
getting up out of there, man. That's crazy. Yeah. The parts of the whole the cat interview though, it was just like the between the man unit, which is like in hindsight, I should have known that, but like looking at his hair and like in past tense, I'm like, wow, his hair does look a little
too perfect.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then it's like, why go bald?
But next. I thought that was just like a, because he was like a TV thing. Like, I thought, you know, whoever was doing his hair, like, he just got his hair done a lot. Like, that's what I was thinking. I ain't think nothing of it.
Yeah, between that and then, of course, the stealing of the jokes and from like stealing from, he said he stole from Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow.
That was
a
whole show concept.
Yeah, I was like, dang, that's crazy. But, like, I've heard people talk about stuff, like, people stealing. I feel like you don't hear too much about people stealing jokes, but, like, just the idea. Because that's kind of actually wild.
When you dabble in the comedy space like I do, because,
yeah, you know, people
doing stand-up, you got to be wary, be cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Because people be stealing.
Yeah.
They don't even be stealing like an artist. They be stealing. They be stealing like a colonizer. And it's bad out there.
Yeah, that is true. Wait, I wasn't ready for like those levels, those accusations. I was like, oh wow, people was really like stealing. Like, and then people was like, especially with like Cedric the Entertainer, they was pulling up online, it was pulling up the AB, like, all right, this is where he got the joke from. This was actually 10 years ago. I was like, wow, he just, like, word for word, ball for ball. Like,
Dre.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, my goodness, bro.
Dre?
Yeah. You know, so it's just, that was probably the wildest part for me. Between, it was the stealing and...
Him levitating.
Yeah, levitating. Yeah, he was on one. I have never seen nobody levitate like that.
My favorite part of the interview was when he was talking about... Pardon me. All right. Had a burp.
Take your time. Mm-hmm.
When he was talking about...
Let it out.
Nah, I was trying to keep my laugh in. Like when you on stage, you tell a joke, somebody say something, you just start laughing because that was actually funny. I was supposed to be making y'all laugh, y'all making me laugh. favorite part of the interview was when he was talking about like the business, like him investing in himself, like and like it wasn't a risk for him to invest in himself. I like that part.
Like
he
that
said
too.
Something, I've screen recorded it. I don't know what it said, but can't pull up the screen recording right now, but after I'll figure out what I'm talking about.
I actually enjoyed like the part where we did learn about his childhood and stuff like that. First of all, when he was like to even go into his childhood, like when he was said Steve Harvey wasn't homeless. That was my story. I was like, whoa, hold on.
I was like, mic drop, okay.
Like, hold on.
I was like, you stealing. I was like, that's a new level of stealing. Stealing somebody's origin story?
Yes.
That's not even.
That's villainous.
That's crazy.
That's heinous.
Yeah.
What's the word that you use?
Hellacious.
Hellacious.
That's crazy.
That's hellacious. Crime.
Like, how you gonna steal how I grew up? Like, that don't even make sense.
But I mean, like, I don't know.
If that's the case, that's crazy.
Yeah, if he did actually steal his backstory, that would be wild. But I actually enjoyed learning about his, like, his childhood, like, you know.
Nefarious.
Yeah,
that is absolutely nefarious.
I did enjoy learning about his childhood, because, like, I didn't know he was living by, like, I was going to say on his own. but I was going to say living by himself since he was 13, but I guess that's technically accurate.
Yeah, he was.
But I was very surprised that these random truckers were willing to drive a 13-year-old boy across the country. That's what I was like. But also, it was a different time.
Way different time.
Yeah. Way different time. But even the fact that, like, him being done with school at 13, like, oh.
Yeah, him being super. I didn't know he was, like, super smart.
I didn't know that's what he was.
Yeah, I didn't either.
He gave me, my bad to cut you off, he gave me smart vibes just in the way he tackles his stand-up or just his point of view, but I didn't know he was, like, graduate set at seven kind
of. Yeah, like, wow. You saved a lot of time on life. Like, I'm just saying, you know, school be taking up a lot of time. I'm just saying.
And you know, this is how I learned that God is hilarious, because God was like, I'm gonna make you super smart. You're not gonna be over 5'7". You can have the brains, but you're not gonna be over 5'7", King.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
What it say at the end of the handbook? Stay ahead of the game. Hey, hell, movie changed ball. Steve Harvey.
Hey, yo.
Why are y'all like this?
Oh, my goodness.
Man, that's a good movie. Yeah. My goodness. Drumline. Shout out.
Oh, I did not know that's where you was going.
Yeah, I was like, where is he saying this?
What handbook? That was good.
I didn't know if he was talking about the Alpha Male handbook or what.
Nah.
Oh, man.
You know, I might have a promise in the future. I need to table that joke.
Mm-hmm. You know, because people be stealing jokes. So somebody might come by and refine it before you got to make sure you...
But the beauty of today's time
is...
We got to record.
You got it first. You got it first. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to pray for y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, you need to find somebody to help you punch it up.
Yeah. That was something that I did enjoy as well about Cat Williams, like learning. Well, one, he's not even really a fan of himself, which is crazy because, like, he's a legend. But... even him being like, I don't even think I'm that great. And that's probably why he works as hard as he does on getting the stand up where he wants it to be. Cause it's like, he doesn't see himself as that great.
Mm-hmm. So he's studying.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, but I think it comes from a feeling it's almost like he's using imposter syndrome to his advantage. Cause like him feeling like, all right, well, I mean, I'm not really that funny to me. So it's like, let me make sure I study to make sure I get better. And use it to my advantage.
And make sure that I'm able to get the information. Yeah. Have the information to actually back it up, but I can still practice, like, adding the humor into whatever the situation is. Which I think is cool. I think that's, like, the coolest part about, like, actual real comedians and, like, really good comedians is, like, the elements of, like, real life and also, like, even if it's, like, from a political standpoint or just, like, whatever is happening, their ability to find the humor in it and spin it in a way that'll, like, make you laugh, I think is... But also, it'd be accurate information. It don't be, like, of course, some be stretching the truth a little bit, but it be coming from a place of, like, I know what I'm talking about. It's not coming from a place of, like, I have no idea what this subject is. I'm just making jokes. I think that's cool. Yeah. One day.
Yeah. But, yeah, his commitment to his craft is really, I was, like, I admire. Mm-hmm. Him being able to just, one, he said he did, what,
119
pushups.
I was gonna say,
100
pushups.
He did mention pushups. He definitely did. It was like I don't know how many shows.
He said like 119.
Yeah, it was some.
I thought he said tours at first.
He did 19 specials, 100, and it's like usually like 100 cities.
He did 12 specials. But he did 19 tours. 1900 cities tour, something like
some ridiculous something.
A lot.
Amount.
He
and,
did a lot.
Some ridiculous amount. And I was like, wow, that's like a level of commitment where it's like, nah, I'm doing this, and it's like a willingness to like to sharpen your tool, get better.
Yeah.
It's like a lot. I think at least with the I'm not a comedian. I don't be telling jokes, but I think a lot of the people online they probably not. The comedians online probably aren't willing to do that many.
I think it depends on who it is.
I mean, it could be. I won't be telling funnies. I mean, I'll be telling making funnies, but I don't be.
I think it depends on, like, if they're actually pursuing a career as a comedian versus just being, like, a social media, comical social media person, I guess. I don't know. I'm a singer, so I don't know.
I'm a real boy.
Hey, yo.
Like, the way he was just kind of, like, name dropping and different scenarios and just, like, adding 2 cents where, like, like, it was kind of like, hold on, man, I ain't need to hear all of that. I didn't want to know about that.
So, yesterday, I think it was today, once I, like, woke up, all I could see was Kev on stage.
I knew you was going to say that, like, one. That's all I was thinking of. You was like, yeah, wait. Yeah,
Diddy liked the party. And you got to tell him no.
And you got to tell him no.
I was in the mirror. I just kept saying.
He said, you know, Diddy liked the party. And you got to tell him no.
It was like, the way he was just throwing, it was like I don't know. I guess his interview was like a full-blown recap of 2023.
Yeah.
And it was wild.
Yeah, it felt like I was watching him do a stand up. Like,
yes.
It just so, but he, and it was a lot more serious though. Like, he was like, all right. Like, he didn't necessarily seem like bitter to me. Like, he seemed annoyed, but like, it was like he would be saying stuff and then he would just switch over to just telling a joke. And I'd be like, wow, that's.
It was, for me, it was like a thing of thank you. Thank you for keep speaking about me this many times, so now I can tell the truth. Because I know so much, but I'm chilling. I'm minding my business. I know too much. So let me get some of this off my chest so I have some more capacity. I have some more space to gain some more knowledge.
Right.
And mind my business.
That's the one thing I know I'm going to do for certain is mind my business. I don't want... I do that now, but, like, meeting people, like, I wouldn't want to meet, like, it makes me not want to meet any of these people, like, just any celebrities, because I don't know what y'all doing. Like, I said, I can't meet your parents. I don't, and, like, do your parents know, maybe if I did meet your, do your parents know what you be doing?
You kiss your mother with
that. No, I was about to say, like, what you?
I stole that one.
Yeah. See, people be stealing.
We
co-wrote it.
Shakoya helped me.
Shakoya wrote it. But also, I think I got that from somewhere. So I don't know. That wasn't original. I think I got that.
That's common knowledge.
Yeah.
I borrowed that joke.
Acting like Sandra.
Common knowledge.
Yeah, I don't know where I got it from. I'm sure it was in a bunch of TV shows that I've watched over the years. So.
Word. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it was a really good interview. Yeah. And I
I'm never watching that again, but the
talking about the episode?
Yeah, that episode.
Yeah.
But like just some of the gems that he was dropping, it was fire. Like just the about how he was living every day. Like he don't know like this might be the last day that he like just certain stuff like that. It was like, oh wow, he's in between him calling Cedric a walrus and all of the other all of the other jokes, it was like he was dropping gems and being funny and he was in his bag.
He really was, and it wasn't just like there were overt things that he was saying, but then there were also subtle things that he was saying. Yeah. Like even when he was like, yeah, I smoke more than Snoop Dogg now, but I don't lace my stuff with nothing. I just smoke weed.
I was like, whoa.
I was like, right. Wow, okay. I didn't think I wasn't thinking that there was anything else in there, but cool. Yeah. But I think that Shannon Sharp is a really good interviewer.
I'm a fan of Club Shay Shay.
Yeah,
I like Shannon.
Because even the fact that he was able to get some of his questions in there, and also he was still able to be a part of the conversation. It wasn't like Cat Williams just came in there. Just started talking, and then Shannon Sharp just sat there and let him talk, and then let him leave or whatever. It was like He was engaged. He was asking questions, but also he was like, all right, well, I also wrote these 511 questions, so I need to at least ask you five, okay?
Yeah.
When were you born?
Yeah.
Before you go on another tangent, what happened at 12? Like, you know.
Yeah, in between the cat. The liars. They're all liars. He's like, all right, so I see you a baby genius.
Right.
3,000 books. You read 3,000 books, right? That's what you said? 3,001. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean, explain more. Explain further. And it's just, I was like, wow, okay. But I mean, I think he handled himself the best way he could have given the situation, because I don't know how anybody else would have handled that one. That's like, granted, I think you should let, when you have your guests, you let your guests go. Because some people, bad interviewers whenever I watch interviews where I don't necessarily like the interviewee, a lot of times, the interviewer typically cuts the person off from finishing their point. And it was like, I like where their train of thought was going. Can we at least let them finish their point? Now, Cat was going. He was going.
Yeah.
He was about to drop every gem ever.
But he let him finish his thought. And then he would be like, all right, since you done there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when you was 3, I heard that you graduated. I'm saying all the wrong facts, but it's okay.
Yeah, that was wild.
Oh, you know, they be stealing.
Right, they be stealing. That's all I know. But I also think that in the way that he did it, it didn't take away from the direction that Cat Williams was going. It was still was like, okay, well, you started at this young age. Like, how did that start? Or how did you feel when you did it? I didn't know he used to be called Cat in the Hat. Like, I would have never guessed.
They sued that man. I mean, rightfully so. But
copyright infringement.
Yeah, they sued that man and he was like 15.
Well, that was trademark. That was, but clearly he was making
some
a little
money.
Splash. Like, you know, people were starting to know about them, about him a little bit if Disney heard. But he was also in Florida.
Yeah.
So, like, they probably heard, somebody heard and was like, we gotta sue this kid real quick. Well, they sent a cease and desist, didn't they?
I think so.
Yeah. And then, I mean, if he didn't stop using it, then they would have sued.
You know, I'm just, logistically speaking, I haven't used that word often, but logistically speaking, how do you send a cease and desist to somebody who's homeless?
I don't think he was homeless at that time.
Oh.
Okay.
I was going to say, they might have sent it to the club and the club got it then.
I thought you was about to say, like, they gave it to the person that on the...
on the corner?
Yeah.
Hey.
It's like,
hey.
Find that man Cat in the Hat for him and get his,
I mean, they had to, whoever told them about it, they had to know where he was at. So even if he wasn't homeless.
They probably got it to him when he was doing the stand-up. They probably was like,
possibly.
He's supposed to be here. Promotion, pardon me. There we go.
Yeah.
During promotional acts. He's passing out flyers.
Right. Maybe. We
Who
don't
knows?
Know.
I don't know. But yeah.
They got it to him. They found that boy.
Cat in the Hat.
So I'm glad he had to change his name. I think Cat Williams sounds a lot better. I think it aged well.
Yeah. It's his name. I didn't know he was Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that either. But that, I mean.
He grew up Jehovah's Witness. I don't know if he still is practicing.
I don't know. I be wondering, you know, like, with Christian religions, like, is there a such thing as, like, practicing and non-practicing? This is very off topic, but
I have no idea. Can you elaborate your question?
Because, like, a lot of time, if you're Jewish, they'll be like, you could be, like, a non-practicing, like, Jew or whatever.
Yeah. You find yourself.
And
you come back.
Well, sometimes it's just that they still consider themselves Jewish, but they don't do any of the traditions. Mm-hmm. Or they do particular traditions, but they don't, like, go to church.
Ain't it like when you in a Greek organ, you don't pay your dues?
Non-practicing.
I'm just thinking. You're just not. I'm not practicing. That's it. You know. That's not what that is.
All right, maybe it's like if you in the Greek and you don't do the line dances. You don't be is it line dances? You don't be stepping strolling. I'm not practicing. I haven't practiced my steps.
I think it's a little different.
It's a little different. It's not the same. All right, my bad. I don't know. Probably. I don't want to offend nobody. I just you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, and you don't pay.
I'm just saying.
We gotta polish that. I'm just help you with that.
Punch it up. See, he ain't a punch comedian. He don't know.
Polish and punch.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering because I think I'm about to start saying that.
Yeah, I'm not practicing. Currently, I'm not practicing.
So, my Greek or religious?
Religious.
Oh, I'm not practicing right now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, I'm practicing Christian. What? I'm spiritual.
I'm spiritual. Yeah, I'm spiritual.
Man, yeah. Y'all funny. My sleeves is just
sleeving.
Like, what?
They young.
They rolled up.
It was rolled up. One is rolled, one's not.
It's the jokes. I was looking at that too, not sleeves, but how y'all dressed and how I'm dressed. I'm bundled up.
Like, winter time.
You look cold. Mm-hmm. Look like you up north and we in Florida.
We down there with Cat in the Hat. You said you what?
No, I was going to say I drove 800 miles. 800 miles too far for a desk job.
Oh, that sounded nice.
I could sing a little bit.
That sounds like the acoustic version that's supposed to have a guitar behind it.
Rapper, actor, comedian, slash...
Spiritual, non-practicing Greek.
Wow. Where were we?
Oh, T-Pain.
Freeze. Like me.
All right. Do y'all got any final thoughts or any other thoughts on the Cat Williams interview?
It was a great interview. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I learned a lot about people who I didn't even want to learn about. Yeah. I learned about Cat. It was a great interview. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. I'm going to say this. When Reese told us that, oh, he's like, I'm watching the Cat Williams interview. It's really good. I'm like, okay, cool. When he said really good, I didn't know he meant that, like, out the gate. Really he was going to be he was gonna be frying people. I didn't know he was going to talk. He'd be going to be going that crazy to start. But otherwise, I thoroughly enjoyed the interview. It was, he had some gems, had some funny moments. He had superpowers.
Another one of my favorite parts of this interview was when he was like, you ever have a grown man give you a nickname? Christmas. And so you call him Christmas. You ever had a grown man give you a nickname? He was like, nah, me either.
Yo, man.
That's when I laughed at the wrong part. At the wrong part that y'all was watching. Yeah. When I was watching, whoo. Yeah,
that was goodness. Crazy. The other part that I laughed at when he was talking about people rolling up, he was like, yeah, that's a lot of male saliva over the course of some years, so I only have women roll my blood. I'm like, whoa.
It felt like the credits.
I liked the interview. I think it was great. I feel like it was almost, well, it was a step above, but it was kind of like the Kanye's Drink Champs episode.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely felt like a Drink Champs. That's definitely what it felt like.
But it was a more polished.
More polished, more mature. Punch it up.
Punch it up.
It was definitely more polished. Yeah. And also, like, I think it was, the thoughts were a lot clearer for other people for everyone to understand.
Yeah. What's her name? He a talker, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a part of his craft is communicating.
Do you know how, this is a side note, do you know how funny that pod would have been if had it been on Drink Champs, hearing Nori in the middle of like, oh, clap it up, clap.
You said, we gotta drink that.
He's like, you said, main unit? Oh, my goodness, drink that.
Boris?
Yo, that would have been hilarious.
Hey, my goodness.
Please, Nori, please get Cat Williams on.
Yes,
that.
Get
please.
Cat Williams on Drink Champs.
Please, my goodness. Man.
Great area, please get Cat Williams.
Please,
on,
please.
Cat Williams,
come to
see
us.
Nah, because I couldn't just say come.
Yeah, see.
Pause. So all I right. keep going. Come.
All right.
Please.
Thank y'all
you
for joining us.
You can stop whenever you're ready.
What is happening?
Get it out.
Thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Badman Breezington out.
Your boy Damani.
Thank y'all for joining us for another episode. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. But also, if you want to catch this podcast live and early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, subscribe to our Patreon and join mm-hmm. the good people of the good people of the gray area. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you can join in on the conversation. You can see our other behind the scenes content. And our other content that we have, like The Standard by Being Breeze. We have some behind the scenes content and we have other things available as well. But we thank y'all for joining us. And we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Adios.
Stay blessed and stay black, people. Especially my black people. Mm-hmm.
Don't be sorry. Be careful.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking
face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.